Buí Dolmen. It's a megalithic tomb or a portal tomb. That would be the proper name for it. Irish people always call them dolmens. They're burial sites and they date from the Neolithic period around 4,000 to 2,500 BC. Experts aren't clear, but it probably had a stone cairn. Dolmens probably had stone cairns over them originally, but really nobody knows for sure. Lots of places around the country they've found cremated remains, not just of one person, but maybe of several different people. And this was all part of the burial rituals that were followed in the Neolithic period. Sometimes in other places they found axe heads, scrapers, different things like that. Sometimes local people down would call it the Lobby Rock, and that comes from the Irish Labba, and that's to do with a sort of a tale from Irish folklore, Toriok Diarmid agus Gráinne, where Diarmid and Gráinne were ill-fated lovers and they were fleeing, and they found shelter as they fled across the country in these dolmens. So that's just a nice little story to think of when you're having a look at the dolmen.
Gráinne, the Guinevere of Irish myth. She is the daughter of Cormac MacArt and betrothed to the aged Finn MacCool. Seeing her future husband for the first time, she immediately turns her attention to his son Usheen as a more appropriate mate. Rejected by him, she puts Diarmid O'Divna under a geish to compel him to run away with her, having drugged most of the guests at the wedding feast. A few, including Gull MacMorna, are left undrugged to act as witnesses to Diarmid's reluctant promise. The many beds throughout Ireland called after the runaways are an indication of the fulfilment of Finn's curse that they would not sleep in the same bed on consecutive nights. After Diarmid's death, Gráinne returns with Finn to Tara to suffer the continuing obloquy of the Fianna. Her name signifies ugliness, clearly not of the physical kind, and she is always seen as a spoiled and willful woman. Despite this, Gráinne remains a popular name for Irish girls.